drink, serve that. She says it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
It's Mornings in Las Vegas. Wake up with me, Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings 6 to 9. Start your day with hope and encouragement on the Mike Gallagher Show here on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? Huh. You already know that answer.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. A Capitol police officer has been killed after a man rammed a car into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol and then emerged wielding a knife.
Police have identified the Capitol police officer who was killed as William Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran who was a member of the department's first responders unit. The suspect, who was shot and killed, has been identified as Noah Green, a 25-year-old man from Indiana. Media reports and his own social media posts indicate he identified with the Nation of Islam. The attack took place even as lawmakers are out of town on recess. Bob Hagner reporting.
A passenger train has smashed into a vehicle on its tracks and partially derailed outside a rail tunnel in Taiwan, killing and injuring dozens of people. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Footage filmed at the scene shows people pulling themselves out of windows and onto the train's roof to reach safety in the island's worst railway disaster in decades. Reports say a truck or some type of service vehicle fell from a cliff and landed on the tracks, where a train emerging from a tunnel smashed into it. The crash occurred near a gorge scenic area at around 9 a.m. on a public holiday. Officials say rescue efforts are continuing. They say at least 400 passengers were on board. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Add travel to the activities vaccinated Americans can safely enjoy again. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance Friday to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting a COVID-19 test or going into quarantine. The agency says vaccinated people should still wear a mask and socially distance when traveling. For international travel, vaccinated people should still get a COVID-19 test before flying to the U.S. and be tested soon after arrival. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, VP and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local. Oh, I'm so excited. This is going to be fun. On Good Friday, 2021, and we have another attack on the Capitol. This one, a one-car attack. A member of the Capitol Police lost their life earlier today, and the killing's got to stop. And by the way, this was a guy that was armed with a knife, I think. I did not see the news conference earlier today. They had a briefing at 11:45 and did not get a chance to see it, but man, it's just bizarre. We got so much to do. Kevin Child will join us, former member of CCSD's Board of Trustees. Also, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. Mark Hutchison, he'll be arguing on the 7th. Yeah. This is gonna be great. We'll see if we can get a sneak preview of what he's going to be arguing on behalf of Stavros Anthony before the Nevada State Supreme Court. We will do that. But before we do anything, this is Friday. It is the best day of the week. It's the day we've been waiting for. Here we go.
Oh man, what day is it?
Oh, come on.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall-to-wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. You know what day it is. It is Friday. I just love it. I just love it. I don't know if you spotted this in the media just in the last 24 hours. They have now changed the branding on the infrastructure bill. It's no longer the infrastructure bill. It is now the jobs bill. And supposedly the jobs bill, what is it, $3.2 trillion. Is what the so-called infrastructure or jobs bill. The big question a lot of people are asking is, you know, How will they try and sell this to the American people when they realize that something like 6% of this bill is about infrastructure and the rest is about everything else on the planet? And in fact, I don't know if you spotted this today. Cecilia Rouse, who is the new chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, was on, where was this? MSNBC, I believe, about how we will pay for, it was on CNN, excuse me, how will we pay for this $3.2 trillion infrastructure bill, or as they're now calling it, the jobs bill. This was Cecilia Rouse earlier today on CNN.
How we pay for it, he wants a tax system where we reward work and not wealth, and where we level out the playing field and where everybody's paying their fair share of taxes. But he's open to how we get there.
Okay. As you know, women were disproportionately impacted by, and still to this day, by this economic slowdown, as well as a whole host of other burdens, including taking care of kids at home, right, in the midst of remote learning. I wonder, after the child tax credit, which was intended to address that in part, what is in this bill to address that, and is there enough, right, to address what are long-term issues, not short-term issues?
Well, that's exactly right. And some people have asked, well, why is care part of infrastructure? Mm-hmm. But infrastructure is about investing in help do activities, including people. And so in this bill, what we see is investment in child care facilities and school, improving school facilities as part of physical infrastructure. But it also invests in the care economy, so which is disproportionately women of color, to ensure that those are good-paying jobs, and so that our loved ones do have people who can take care of them, so that those who want to also participate in the labor market can do so, knowing that their children and their parents are being taken care of.
Just very quickly, yes or no, is $2 trillion a drop deadline for this president, or can he negotiate that figure?
You know, the president is committed to making important investments in our economy in terms of physical infrastructure, people, R&D, and that's what he's committed to doing.
That's Jim Sciutto with Cecilia Rouse, who seems fairly competent, seems to know the talking points, the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors. Now, I don't know about you, but I have just about had it up to here with the rebranding that they keep doing, and it's got to stop. This whole notion that essentially all you have to do is rebrand, and all of a sudden everybody'll be fine. We can't pass a bill calling it an infrastructure bill. Now here's what I find incredible. Kevin McCarthy was on Fox last night. And he's been everywhere. The COVID bill spent less than 9% to defeat the virus. Less than 9%. The so-called infrastructure bill plans to spend less than 6% to repair bridges, highways, and roads. Are the American people smart enough to see through this? I'm going to open up our phone lines. We normally don't do this, but I want to make sure that you know what they're trying to sell you. They're trying to sell you a pig in a poke. They are what they are trying to do is essentially sell this as an infrastructure bill and a jobs bill, but what it really is a redistribution of wealth in America. Major redistribution of wealth. I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do you think the American people are smart enough to see through this? I think they are. But all of us, with our friends, with the people we play tennis with and golf with, and the people we're going to be hanging out in the bars and restaurants watching the Final Four with, we're going to have to make sure that we educate them on exactly what is in this bill and why this legislation needs to be killed. The same way as up in, to be honest, the same way that in Carson City, we have AB 321, which would essentially codify, memorialize, if you will, all of the election changes here. We need to do an education job on our friends, our family, to let them know what's in these bills. Same way with H.R. 1. We need to educate. And the only way that we're going to do this, the only way we're going to win this battle, the only way is going to be by simply telling the truth. That's what we need to do. We need to tell the truth. We need to make sure that people are educated, that people know what's in these bills. And a lot of people have asked me, why do you spend so much time with folks from Carson City, members of the legislature, Daniel Honcharu from NPRI? And the simple answer is, I'm just going to lay it out there. We have to educate everybody, our friends, our family, coworkers. We have to do this and make sure that everybody knows. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Whether it be the infrastructure bill from the Biden administration or AB 321, which would essentially memorialize the emergency pandemic-related AB 4, from what was just a disastrous 2020 election, and now they want to do it all the time. It just makes no sense. Let's go to your phone calls. I think people are smart enough to see through things like this, whether it be AB 4, which is now AB 321, or if it's HR 1. That would federalize the elections, take redistricting out of the hands of local communities and states. It just makes no sense. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm so glad you called. Hi.
How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
You know, Kevin, this is a very good topic that you're bringing up. Unfortunately, I feel that people, it's not they're not smart enough. I don't think they're informed enough. And then after it happens, this legislation, they say, how the heck did this happen? And then they might turn around, if you have Masto in the U.S. Senate, or you have Horsford and Susie Lee or Rosen or whatever, they support it. Then they might say, and then you might get some people that are going to be enthusiastic to campaign against them and run against them for their respective office when they're up for re-election. I don't think it's a case of people. I just think of people not being informed because their daily lives with this COVID and everything else, they're so consumed by what's going on in today's world. And you're very smart, and you stay on top of this thing, these issues. But I don't think everybody else is as informed as you are, and a lot of people are, unfortunately.
Let me ask you, though. Do you think... If I agree with you, and we always hear about general elections that people don't really engage until Labor Day, and even then it's just cursory. They don't really dig into the issues like maybe you and I do. But I'm curious,
right,
if you think, just on balance, that the American people are smart enough to know when they're being taken, that they know. When they're being had. Hello? I stumped Bob!
I'm stuck in traffic down here on Sahara. Anyways, I do think they are, but unfortunately, not everybody takes and follows the issues as well as you do.
Well, maybe what we need to do, maybe you and I need to go on a two-man mission to educate, whether it be by this show or Easter Sunday at church. There's all kinds of ways that we can do this. I happen to think that one-on-one is really a good way to do it with your friends, the people you play golf with, the people you you go to yoga class with. You can do it person by person. You know, it's nice to have a platform like this, you know, where essentially we, you know, we have a platform where we can touch people directly. And that's why, Bob, when I always talk about first-time callers, I love first-time callers because they are interested in whatever the topic is, but also they're agreeable. You know, you can give them facts that back up argument, and you can win them over, which is something that And you can do it. You can do it in large numbers too, which is always.
Kevin, that's a very valid point you just came out with, and that's the way to go. But I still feel, unfortunately, until people are hitting the pocketbook, until people are saying, "How the heck did this person get elected?" and this sort of thing. But I really believe that by with the impact of the elections. On just like the governor getting elected, everybody thought he was a nice guy, good.
He's harmless.
County commissioner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's harmless.
And look what happened is he has gone above and beyond the scope of the authority of a governor, and he still gets away with it.
Well, and by the way, Biden is the same way. You know, we had him trapped in his own basement for like 6 months, and you would think, oh, he's harmless. You know, he's just going to be a caretaker. He's just going to be a transition guy. And the fact is that he has turned out to be a much more than that, and he is carrying the water for the left of the Democrat Party. Hey, Bob, I got to run. I love it. I love it when you call. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Sir.
And have a happy Easter. Yeah. By the way, Easter had better come very quickly, or I'm going to end up looking like the, the Goodyear blimp. No, honestly, I'm eating these chocolate eggs or whatever they are, chocolate bunnies that Russell Stover puts out. You can get them at Walgreens or just about anywhere. I swear, they're so good, and they go down so easy. By the way, a little bit later on in the program, Mark Hutchison will join us, the founding partner of Hutchison Stephan. And one of the things we're going to talk about redistricting, because that's going to be a hot, hot topic over the course of the next year. And it's going to dictate, you know, whether representatives have a pro-Republican or a pro-Democrat district. And the Dems, they've got the votes and they've got the governor. We'll see what all that means. One of the things that I know we're going to talk a lot about over the course of the next couple of hours, and that is this infrastructure package. And more importantly, how it's going to play. You know, how are they going to sell it to America? One of the things I like to do every so often is visit MSNBC. And you can oftentimes, because a lot of these politicians, they yap their mouths so much that they give away trade secrets. We saw that with AOC the other day, and I brought you some sound from her. And essentially gave you their game plan of how they're going to do this. And essentially what it comes down to is, in the case of the infrastructure package, they're going to stop calling it infrastructure, and they're going to call it a jobs bill. And all of a sudden now, it's been transformed into a jobs bill. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear from a Democrat congressman from Pennsylvania. I know nothing about the guy. A guy named Connor Lamb. And he was on with, who was this? With Lawrence O'Donnell. We'll let you hear from Connor Lamb. And I tell you what, these backbencher members of Congress, they are like,
They're like an open book. And they'll tell you anything. You know, it's like, well, we'll tell you anything to sell you a car.